50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Donnie Football in for the guys until 6. Josh Rountree after me. The college football national championship game is tonight. Says 7:30. Guessing that'll be probably more along the lines of a 7:45 or 8 p.m. start between Ohio State and Notre Dame. Number 6 versus number 5 in the college football rankings. So we'll get that tonight at 7:30 as we are waiting on Josh Yorish from FanSided to join the program. Having some difficulties there getting Josh, but we should get him in a few minutes. I would love to throw it out there to people asking who they got tonight at 412-928-9370. Plan on diving more into this matchup after the conversation with Josh. Get Josh's take on how this game will go. I'll say this, and yeah, I grew up rooting for Ohio State. That fire doesn't burn nearly as much now as it did when I was a kid. But I think just from an outside view looking in, I feel like Ohio State is going to win this football game. And I think they're going to win the football game in somewhat comfortable fashion. But we will see what our guy Josh thinks of that. Josh Yorish from FanSided joining us right now on the Fan Hotline. Josh, your initial thought on the national championship game tonight, Ohio State and Notre Dame.
My thought is that Ohio State is probably going to win and win fairly convincingly. It's the best roster in football. That's been the case all year. They had a slip up out in Eugene. They had the disaster against Michigan, but they're finally playing like the best team in college football. And I think it'll be a bit of an anticlimactic end to the 12-team college football playoff because the semifinals were fantastic, but I think Ohio State's going to roll.
I feel the exact same way, and I have already bet on an exact score. I like doing that for, like, championship games.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
I have Ohio State 37, Notre Dame 20 tonight. I think they'll be up by 10-14 for most of this game once it gets rolling a little bit.
Yeah, I've done final score predictions a couple times in different places, podcasts and writing, and I think I've settled on 31-17 with a Notre Dame backdoor touchdown at the end, maybe. It seems a bit closer than it actually was type of a final score, and it has a lot to do. I feel like you maybe are into this game specifically because a lot of the storylines are on the offensive line. And I don't know if you want to get into that, but the recipe to beat Ohio State is just something that Notre Dame's probably not going to be able to pull off.
What would they have to do? Like, what would you have to see Notre Dame doing in this game early for you to start thinking, okay, they actually have a shot to win this thing?
It's going to sound a bit coach speak Mike Tomlin, but stop the run. The two teams that have been able to slow down this Ohio State offense, Michigan and Texas, they've been able to stop the run without loading the box. And they had about 30% stuff rates in those games. Those are runs held to zero or fewer yards. And Notre Dame has a bit of an issue there because I think they have about a 13% stuff rate on the season, which is 16th percentile in college football, which translates to not very good. And Al Golden, their defensive coordinator, he likes to play single high. He likes to play man coverage. And they can do it against a lot of teams. I mean, Penn State's wide receivers didn't have a single reception in that matchup. not that Penn State's wide receivers are Jeremiah Smith and Emeka Ibuka and Carnell Tate.
They had as many catches as I did.
Exactly. You and me both. But if Notre Dame can play two high safeties, if Al Golden can be patient and force Chip Kelly to run the football like Michigan and like Texas both did, and they can stop them on the ground, then I'll start to think maybe we have a game on our hands. But otherwise, if you see Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson, the two running backs for Ohio State, ripping off 5, 6, 7, they don't have to be explosive, but significant gains on the ground early in this one, then I think they're going to pull away.
It felt like to me that Ohio State's real shot to lose was in the semifinal against Texas. I felt like if Ohio State won that game, they were going to win the national title because they would have beaten Penn State. Let's be honest. James Franklin would have cratered in a national championship against them. And I feel pretty good about them going into tonight.
Yeah, Texas, and it felt that way going into the Rose Bowl as well. Ohio State's had an incredibly tough draw. And it's a weird thing to say this is one of the more impressive championship runs. I'm not going to say one of the best teams or anything like that. This team did lose to Michigan as a 15-plus point favorite at home. But the championship run through the new playoff is pretty ridiculous, taking out a Tennessee team that was a pretty good team and just rolling them early. Same with Oregon, the only undefeated team heading into the playoff. And then, like you said, Texas was the chance. That Texas defense is really good, was really good, one of the best in the country. I would put it second to this Ohio State defense, which is another problem for Notre Dame. We haven't really talked about that side of the football. But, yeah, if the Buckeyes were going to get got, it would have been in Texas at the Cotton Bowl semifinal against the Longhorns. And if it weren't for some early penalties that slowed the offense, I think they would have won that game by 20-25. So, I just don't think anyone's going to stop the Buckeyes this year.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Ohio State defense. That's kind of where I think it'll be most difficult for Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame's defense could actually have a few drives where we are sitting at home thinking, okay, that side of the football is ready to play a little bit. I just don't feel, and maybe it's because I don't really believe in Riley Leonard. I don't know what it is. I just don't feel like Notre Dame's offense will be able to really get off the ground.
Yeah, Notre Dame is a type of offense that needs to be ahead of the sticks, right? They're really run heavy. Jeremiah Love's going to be healthy, probably 100%, they're saying, for this one. Their star running back, who I think was second in the country in yards after contact to Ashton Jeanty. So he is a really dynamic running back who can hit explosives and he can break tackles. But Ohio State's defense is number one in the country in success rate. They get you behind the sticks. They get you in third and long, and then they get after you with Jim Knowles. He loves to bring pressure, and Riley Leonard this year, you said you don't believe in him. The numbers back it up. I don't believe in him either. He's 3.8 yards per attempt under pressure this season, which is a really bad number. He covers up for that with his athleticism, with his legs, but when you're being spied by the linebackers, Lathan Ransom, Sonny Styles, or the safeties, Caleb Downs, that Ohio State has, you saw on that pitch play near the goal line that Texas tried to run how much speed this Ohio State defense has on the second level. It's just not going to be the same thing as it was against Penn State or against even Georgia, because this Ohio State defense is much more talented than even that Georgia defense was.
Let's have a little fun here from both sides of it. If Notre Dame is to win this game, who has to be their star?
I'll say Jeremiah Love. I just think you need some explosives, and I don't see much of a path to getting them through the passing game. Oregon got Ohio State deep in the regular season and tested those corners, but Denzel Burke and Igbinosin, they're good cornerbacks, and I don't trust the depth on that Ohio State receiving core. So I think it needs to be just a heroic effort from Jeremiah Love, who was fantastic against Penn State on, you know, playing on pretty much a pitch count. But I don't see a huge path. If there's going to be one, it would be a ridiculous performance from Love on that side of the ball. And I'll give you two for the price of one on this one. Xavier Watts, the safety for Notre Dame, who was the defensive player of the year in the country last season, leading the nation in interceptions, he needs to force a turnover, maybe even two, because we didn't mention Will Howard's name. He's susceptible to making a mistake if you force him into it. So Notre Dame's going to have to be very opportunistic defensively to be able to pull an upset in this one.
If Ohio State is to win the game, who has to be their star?
I'll stick on the ground. We're seeing in the NFL playoffs, running backs matter again. I'll say Quinshon Judkins. I think Travion Henderson is the better of the two backs in the Ohio State backfield, but Chip Kelly likes to run between the tackles with Judkins. And as I mentioned, Notre Dame has a really low stuff rate. They don't have a great success rate against the run. Penn State was able to run it very effectively on Notre Dame. So if you can keep Will Howard ahead of the stick, you can force Notre Dame to put another safety in the box. Then you can hit Jeremiah Smith, who is, if you haven't seen him play and you're listening and this is going to be your first college football game of the year, he's basically a Julio Jones clone. Then they can start to hit him deep and Emeka Ibuka deep and Carnell Tate, all the weapons that they have on that Ohio State offense.
I think it's another scary factor about Ohio State is that Smith was really non-existent in that semifinal game, and they still won by two touchdowns.
Yeah, that just shows how incredibly versatile this offense is. Texas did a lot of cool stuff to take him away. Like I said, living in those two high shell looks that we hear a lot about in the NFL as well, and they have Jahdae Barron, who's one of the best defensive backs in the country. So they were able to say, we are not letting your phenom freshman beat us. And Ohio State just has so many other ways that they can say, okay, we'll beat you with other five stars that we have all over this $20 million roster. And I think that versatility is ultimately going to be the reason that they're the national champs.
Talking to Josh Urish, he covers college sports for FanSided. Josh, Steeler fans have already moved on to mock draft season, and they're going to be watching this game tonight through the prism of, hey, I would love to see this guy play for the Steelers. You know, I used to joke with my buddies, anytime somebody in a big college game would make a play, I'd say that guy would look pretty good in black and gold. Oddly enough, we used to say it about guys like Najee Harris going back a few years, and he looked okay in black and gold. I don't know if I would say great by the time he got to his end, but some guys in this game on both sides tonight, both sides of the ball, both teams that Steeler fans should have their eyes on as dudes who could become Steelers in the first couple of rounds in the next few months.
Yeah, at positions of need, the mind immediately goes to Emeka Egbuka. We were just talking about Jeremiah Smith, who's the best receiver, in my opinion, in the country, who's a true freshman. So you got to wait a couple years for him, and you're going to be picking a lot higher than Mike Tomlin would ever want to get your hands on a guy like Jeremiah Smith. But Egbuka is a really talented receiver. And that Ohio State roster, my mind immediately goes to a lot of players on it because they were the kind of retention kings last offseason, much the way Penn State kind of has been bringing back a lot of their junior class. So you have guys on the defensive line like Jack Sawyer and JT Tuimoloau, which is a fun name to try to roll off the tongue very quickly. Two defensive ends for Ohio State. In the secondary, almost everyone is going to be draft eligible for Ohio State. So a guy like Denzel Burke, Noah Igbinosin on the outside, or Davison Igbinosin, my apologies. But weirdly, the best players in this game are underclassmen in Jeremiah Smith and Caleb Downs, the safety for Ohio State. You'll see him. They play kind of a weird three safety look now, and he's basically lined up right where the umpire is in the defensive backfield and just wreaks havoc on opposing offenses. So for future guys like that, for right now, Egbuka on the Ohio State offense is really the one you want to keep your eye on, because this is sadly a thin wide receiver class, which is not going to sound good for Steelers fans. But Egbuka is probably going to sneak into the first round, and maybe could have been a first rounder last year, but he decided to come back to try to do exactly what I think Ohio State's going to do tonight.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the guy that I cling to. You know, Pony had Kenny Pickett. Chris had Broderick Jones a couple of years ago. I think Emeka Egbuka will be the one that I go with. Josh Urish, college sports writer from FanSided. Josh, thanks for taking the time today, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Enjoy the game.
There we go. Josh, a former intern here, by the way. Charlie, I don't know if you knew that. He was Craig's final intern when Craig was still producing for the guys. So glad to see Josh out there doing his thing. Coming up, I want to hear who you got tonight at 412-928-9370.